Each year in December, the American Bar Association hosts a low-income taxpayer representation workshop that coordinates with the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic Conference in Washington, D.C. each December. This year, it will be the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. I have been on the planning committee, so I am going to give you insights into what this year's workshop will be about. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
For this year, the American Bar Association 2019 Low-Income Taxpayer Representative Symposium will actually be a Collection Due Process Summit Initiative Workshop. Now, it is open for everyone interested in the efficient, effective collection of tax through procedures that are humane for taxpayers, the IRS, taxpayer representatives, and the tax court. Now, at the beginning will be a panel, Opportunities for Collection Due Process Improvement, efforts underway by the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. The panel will be moderated by Sarah Laura from the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Lewis and Clark Law School in Portland, Oregon. Panelists will be Mitch Hyman from the IRS Office of Chief Counsel in Washington, D.C. I will be a panelist, and Aaron Stearns from the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at the University of Denver Sturm College of Law in Denver, Colorado. Now, this panel itself will be an introduction for everyone to collection due process, but we will also be talking about the history of the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative and really explaining to everyone what the goals of the initiative are and various ways people can be involved. So just as an introduction for Collection Due Process, it is over 20 years old at this point. It is in Internal Revenue Code sections 6320 and 6330. And to summarize collection due process, an individual may receive a notice when they are in the collection process regarding a lien or levy that may be filed against the taxpayer in order for the IRS to collect on a liability that the taxpayer owes. If the taxpayer decides to respond to the notice, they can request a collection due process hearing through Form 12153. They can write down what collection alternative they are requesting, and that request goes to IRS appeals. They would hold a collection due process hearing. Often this is by conference call, and the taxpayer would receive a notice of determination. And if the taxpayer does not agree with that notice of determination, then there would be ability to petition the tax court if they had had a timely filed collection due process hearing request. Now, if it was not timely filed, they might have had a equivalency hearing, and that would not be necessarily eligible to be petitioning the tax court. Now, the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative, for those of you who have been listening to this podcast for quite some time, may know that we have started based on a presentation at the ABA May meeting in Washington, D.C., Carolyn Lee, Aaron Stearns, and I stayed in touch. We have often had weekly conference calls that we put together a steering committee to review 30 issues that we identified with collection due process. We narrowed those down, and we're using those as areas to discuss that I will come to later. But we also have worked on education related to collection due process. So some of that has been these podcasts on Tax Justice Warriors. There have been articles with the American Bar Association Tax Times, procedurally taxing blog posts, and also at the fall meeting in October in San Francisco, we worked on three panels dealing with collection due process. So they were an introductory panel, a panel focusing on issues with CDP notices, and prior opportunities that there are times when an individual has already argued regarding the liability or is deemed to have argued related to the liability. And so that is a prior opportunity, which means that that is an argument that the taxpayer would no longer be able to make in collection due process with the IRS. Turning back to the workshop, next there will be a panel on approaching change with the IRS. The goal of the panel is to discuss and give people ideas regarding ways to work with the IRS concerning different change or reforms that could be made, specifically with collection due process, but potentially with other matters of tax law, trying to give people tools and spark some creative thinking when it comes to discussing and bringing about any systemic change that could occur. Now, the moderator for that panel will be Matthew James from the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic at North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina. Panelists will be Mary Gillum from Legal Aid Society of Middle Tennessee and the Cumberlands in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. John B. Snyder III from the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic at the University of Baltimore in Baltimore, Maryland. And James P. Lath, who is the local taxpayer advocate in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, following that panel will be a break, and then the groups will divide for three panels. That these are working breakout sessions to explore CDP challenges and practical solutions, that the groups will be discussing the mission statements and questions related to one of three different working breakout sessions. The first will be improving IRS CDP notices and communications. I will be one of the facilitators, along with Jeff Wilson at the Taxpayer Advocate Service in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Beverly Winstead at the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, Maryland. The second breakout group will be improving CDP administrative proceedings, focusing on IRS appeals. Facilitators will be Soray Finley at the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy in Charlotte, North Carolina, Susan Morgenstern, the local taxpayer advocate at Cleveland, Ohio, and Aaron Stearns at the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic at the University of Denver Sturm College of Law. With the third breakout session, that will be focused on tax court. It is called Exploring CDP Rights and Procedures Within Judicial Proceedings. Facilitators will be Keith Fogg at the Federal Tax Clinic at Harvard Law School in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts, and Christine Spidell at the Villanova University Charles Widgard School of Law in Villanova, Pennsylvania. Following those breakout sessions, the groups will gather back together to recap what was discussed in the breakout sessions and then work on putting together a cohesive strategy on how those breakout sessions interact and discussing ways the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative can grow and work next year and beyond. So the facilitators will be Susan Morgenstern, with me, Christine Spidell, and Aaron Stearns. At the end will be closing remarks from Keith Fogg, and the workshop will adjourn, providing box lunches for the group And those who are attending the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic conference will have an hour to go from their location to the conference and to eat the box lunches in between. So we want to emphasize that this is open to attorneys, enrolled agents, law students, accountants, those who are interested in collection due process. It will be Tuesday, December 3rd from 8:30 in the morning to noon at Morgan, Lewis & Bacchius at 1111 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C., 20004. The registration is general at $30. If you are an American Bar Association member, it will be $20. Or if you are a full-time low-income taxpayer clinic employee, it is also $20. For those who are full-time JD, LLM, or MT candidates, those students in school, they would be able to attend for free. They would not receive CLE credit. But law student registrants who are current non-members, they can also receive complimentary membership in the American Bar Association and the Section of Taxation. So at this point, I would like to encourage those of you who will be in Washington, D.C. that day to attend, or if you are in the area. We do think this is a great way to discuss issues regarding collection due process and try and get people to work on improvements with the IRS. It is the goal to bring about change that will benefit not just taxpayers and their representatives, but the IRS, tax court, and anyone else affected by collection due process. Overall, it is the goal to make things better for everyone when focusing on parts of the process, not just one specific group. So we have been putting quite a bit of work into this workshop. I will be involved in different parts of the workshop, and there will also be a collection due process panel that afternoon at the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic workshop. So there will be quite a bit of focus on collection due process that day, but I will be involved in a fair amount of panels. As I am involved in this work, I do hope that you are able to attend and gain something from it. So overall, all of this work on collection due process, we're not just doing it to have discussions, but we do want to bring about some change. I hope this helps you in your knowledge as a tax professional, but I also hope I've convinced you to attend the workshop if you can be in Washington, D.C. that day. So thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it and hope to see you on December 3rd.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.